Back out on the Newsmaker line, we bring in another Raiders player today. Of course, as we said earlier, cornerback Nevin Lawson joins us. We're going to talk to him a little about the game, but also talk to him about some great continued work that he's doing in two communities now with his Honoring Those Who Has Served. And that, of course, Nevin Lawson. Nevin, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on the big win yesterday.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
All right, let's start with the game yesterday, Nevin. And you guys, you know, the offense struggled in the first half. So you guys on defense, I mean, arguably your best game. I mean, the turnovers, everything that you're able to do. You know, Trayvon went out early a little bit. Looked like he got knocked out. He came back in. You performed well. Damon was back. It just looked like everything started to click yesterday for everyone. Talk about that a little bit and how it felt being out there against the Broncos on Sunday.
It felt good. It felt good. You know, as a defense, we've just been preaching like we have yet to play our best game where everybody's clicking, where the pass rush matches the coverage. You know, so it's just something that we're trying to perfect on the defensive side is play as one and outplay our last performance. And I felt like we just clicked. Everybody bought in to the game plan. We had a great practice that week, and we went out there on Sunday and it showed.
Was there something that you guys saw in film or Paul Gunther might have pointed out that said, hey, these are your opportunities, you know, Drew Lock is going to give you these opportunities, it's up to us to go make these plays? Was that something that you guys picked up on in film study?
Oh, definitely. We know for a fact that if we could stop the run game down and we could make him pass the ball, it will be opportunities to make some plays on that ball. And we stopped the run and we made him throw the ball and we was able to put pressure on the quarterback with that D-line. They was outstanding, and the guys on the back end was able to make some plays.
And again, we're joined by Raiders cornerback Nevin Lawson. And Nevin, before we get to your charity work, one last question. You talked about the defensive front matching the backfield there, right? Well, matching the coverage. The guys up front, let's face it, they've gotten criticism. They've struggled a little bit. They've really, over the last 3 weeks, started to come into their own and started to create more pressure. How have you guys been there to kind of encourage them and keep them kind of focused on just doing what they needed to do to get the job done?
Well, it's not just on the front seven. It's definitely on the secondary as well. I mean, we can't make plays without one another. So in order for us to put pressure on the quarterback, that we have to make the quarterback be able to go to his second read. And then if the quarterback goes to his second read, that gives the D-line a chance to get home. So it's not just on them. So I feel like it's we both have to be on our the same page in order for the D line to make plays and the secondary to make plays.
How much easier, not easier, that's the wrong word, but how much more free were you guys able to play in the secondary with the return of Damon Arnett?
It was fun, man. It was fun. You know, Damon plays with a lot of energy. He's a heck of a talent. So it was definitely fun. To have Damon out there, and that just gave us another great talent on the field to be able to make plays and for that D line to get home, because they're able to go to the quarterback is able to have to go to a second read. So it was good and fun.
Nevin, I know as you celebrate a win in the NFL, it's sort of short-lived because you got to focus on the next week. Of course, coming in Sunday night, you have the Chiefs coming in. You already beat them once. It's a big game on national TV. How excited are you guys to now go out there on a three-game win streak and face the first-place team in the division, and maybe for you guys to make a play for that division title?
Man, it's very exciting. It's very exciting. I mean, this is where we want to be. You know, we all know it's no secret. In order for us to be able to get to our goals that we want to achieve, we have to go through Kansas City, and they're in our way. And this is the opportunity for us to step up to the challenge and go be great.
Nevin, did you think that Nick Kwiatkowski had those kind of hops and was able to jump up there and snatch a ball one-handed like that?
I don't know about the one hand, but I definitely knew he was athletic enough to make something, make a play like that, though.
Raiders cornerback Nevin Lawson is with us. And, Nevin, the last time we talked to you some months ago, we talked to you about the incredible charity work you were doing down in your home, Broward County, down in Florida, with the United Way of Broward County, honoring those who had served. You were feeding first responders. You were feeding healthcare when this whole COVID thing started. You've now expanded that to Las Vegas as well, doing amazing things here in the community. Talk a little bit about where that's at and how satisfying that's been for you to give back to those communities you live in.
It's been great, man. It's been going great. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed to be in the position that I am, and to have the platform that I have. So, you know, I feel like it's my duty to give back or serve others. And one of the things that's really close to me is that my dad served in the Army, and I have a brother right now that's over there in Iraq serving. So, you know, I wanted to give back to the veterans. That's something that I always thought about, you know what I'm saying? And believe it or not, it's a lot of homeless veterans that served our country. And to me, it really bothers me to know that we have people that put their life on the line and served our country, and it's homeless. And I feel like that shouldn't be that way. If anybody should have benefits or be taken care of, you know, politicians have a salary or health care after their career is over. In my opinion, I feel like our veterans are people who served our country and put their life on the line for us to be free over here should have some type of benefits or something where they're taken care of. So that really bothers me. So I wanted to do something for the veterans, especially the ones that's homeless. So my foundation and my team, we linked up with U.S. Vets out here in Vegas that has a large population of homeless vets. And we just wanted to do something special for them, help them with some essentials. My brother, he has a few barber shops down there in South Florida, so we flew out some barbers, have him come out here in Vegas, you know, give him haircuts. And we're going to continue to work with U.S. Vets to, you know, continue to help these vets. And U.S. Vets Association, they're doing a great job. They give these vets a place, home. They help them to get jobs, you know. So they're doing a great job. And whatever I could do, me and my foundation, to help them, I definitely want to keep on doing it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's true. You guys had an event right before Veterans Day, but you continue to support. And you can reach out to U.S. Vets at 702-281-6442. Of course, the Nevin Lawson Foundation doing so much there. And Nevin, I mean, thank you, man, because that we've all had family members who've served, and you're right. There's a lot of homeless vets on the streets here in Las Vegas, in South Florida, all over the country, and it's really something we should do. And I appreciate you, like you said, using your platform as someone that's a professional athlete. You know, some guys could just turn the other way to that, but I know how much it means to you and what your foundation's doing, so thanks for doing that for everybody.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Nevin. Hey, listen, man, good luck. Enjoy your victory Monday. I know it's short-lived because you're going to prepare for the Chiefs, but we'll see you out there at Allegiant Stadium on Sunday night, and good luck to you.
Thank you, guys. You guys take care.
All right.
Absolutely.
There you go. Nevin Lawson. Yeah, good stuff. And you know, we all get caught up in talking about players and their performance. And, you know, yeah, sometimes we're critical of guys, including Nevin. But the reality is, look at what these guys do every day. And here's a guy, Q, doing so much off the field. And it's important that shows like ours bring that to the fans, because you need to know these guys besides the stats and the numbers. You need to know that these guys, yes, they're blessed with talent and money and all this, but they also are really having impact in their community.